Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Today is opening day for the 4th annual Kenai Silver Salmon Derby, which the Kenai Chamber of Commerce has described as a fun and family-friendly fishing tournament. The derby will run from today until Sunday, September 20th. The Kenai Silver Salmon Derby is celebrated as a new kind of fishing tournament that reduces selective fishing practices that lead to catch and release injuries, which compromise the health of the silver salmon population in the Kenai River. Kim Spraccio at the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center says the derby will be as COVID safe as possible, with social distancing being practiced throughout.
It would be COVID friendly because, you know, you're not going inside to fish, you're going outside and you'll be experiencing either in a boat or on shore. So there's really ways for you guys to get around, and a lot of guides in our area are limiting how many people in the boat. They're, you know, spacing people apart. So that's one thing that makes COVID friendly, is because there's still that state health mandate in the back of their head. Still have to stay 6 feet apart, but you can still fish.
This year's event pays $3,000 for the adult overall first place winner and $500 to the youth overall first place winner, with additional daily prizes for adult and youth. The Kenai Silver Salmon Derby awards prizes using a magic weight that is randomly generated using two wheels of identical size. Since any fish over 4 pounds is eligible to win, anglers of all skill levels have a chance to earn prizes. Spiraccio also provided details about what folks should know if they plan to enter the derby.
For the ticket sale, if you want to buy a ticket, it's $50 for the whole week, which is the 15th through the 20th. And then if you want to do just a day, it's $10 a day. And then we have currently 3 ticket locations. So in Soldotna, we have Sportsman's Warehouse. And then in Kenai, we have 3 Bears, which is also the weigh-in station. And then we have the Kenai Visitor Center here across the street from Paradiso's. And we are open Monday through Friday now, 9 to 5. So that's where you can get the ticket.
To learn more, visit KenaiSilverSalmonDerby.com. The Kenai City Council will hold an open hearing regarding a resolution that would help resolve the lease at the Kenai Airport held by Raven Air Group, which sold many of its assets to Float Shuttle. Float's purchase of the assets was made official in July. Their aim is to resume flights everywhere Raven Air previously flew, with the exception of Kodiak. The public hearing will take place during the City Council meeting on Wednesday, September 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Resolution 2020-78 proposes to approve a stipulation with Raven Air Group, that is currently in bankruptcy, to allow the bankruptcy judge to reject Raven Air Group's ongoing lease at the Kenai Airport, effective September the 8th. Past due lease payments will be allowed as an administrative claim in the bankruptcy pursuant to the stipulation. The resolution also aims to authorize City Manager Paul Ostrander to enter into a new airline operating agreement with Float Shuttle, and that's effective September 8th. Float Shuttle plans to continue to operate in Alaska as Corvus Airlines Incorporated. They will be responsible for financial obligations to the airport pursuant to the airline operating agreement as of September 8th. Raven Air Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on April 5th due to financial stress caused by the COVID-19 public health emergency. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.